This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, house moving safely with your pets and a revolutionary new dog chew that cleans and flosses. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Email us at doggydivashow@aol.com. That's doggydivashow@aol.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. I am here with Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitting. And Monica, we're going to talk about something very near and dear to your heart, because I know that the big day is here for you. And having done it myself, it's so stressful, not only for the pets, but for the pet parents. Can you share some tips for moving with your pets?
Absolutely. So yes, we are moving today, and you know, nobody really likes moving. There's so much work. But when you add pets into the mix, it can become a whole new level of anxiety for you and the pets, because one, they're like, what is going on here? You're packing up all my stuff. Like, where did my toys go? Pets are like running around, and everything I box up, they're like in the boxes, like, why are you taking my stuff? That was mine. I put that there.
And they're very protective of their stuff too. So it's like,
yes.
Bring it back.
Yes. So they have no clue what's going on. They just know that something big is happening and they're not quite sure how they feel about it. So now, of course, they're going to go to a new household, which is going to be new. So it's a lot of anxiety all the way around. So a couple tips. One is making sure that if you have a moving company or just friends and family helping you, you want to make sure that your pets are secured at all times. So this goes from every pet down to, you know, how do you move a aquarium with fish in it, to, you know, not letting the dog get out when people are going in and out with boxes. So you make sure you have your plan, have everything set out in advance. So if you're moving fish, you know, a larger container with half the amount of water to make sure that it's not spilling all over and nobody's swishing out. Make sure they're in a safe vehicle that is air conditioned and climate controlled. I always tell people, you know, I know some pets are not used to being crated and that may cause a little bit of anxiety if your pet is not used to being crated. However, I've seen it too many times. You have moving people coming in and out, and you have people working and helping, and you'll say, okay, well, you know, I'm going to put a note on this door, you know, pets inside, whatever, but there's still somebody who is going to be busy and moving things around, and they always have the opportunity of just darting out. And with doors open, with people moving furniture, you know, you can have something heavy in your hands and all of a sudden a dog goes flying by you or a cat goes flying out the door because so much is being, you know, moved and loud noises. It is enough to scare, you know, to scare an animal. And the last thing you want is to have, you know, be in a new place and have your pet at in an area lost that is not where you're at and you're not readily right there. It's such a scary experience. You know, we've had that at the office before. People call in and I put them in a bathroom because we have more than one, but they didn't realize that the pets were in there and they opened it to use the restroom and they were gone. Mm. So I always, you know, definitely, you know, keep them in a carrier or crate in the air-conditioned house until you're ready to go. When you are ready to go, make sure that you have somebody responsible for each pet. You know, with your cats, if they're going, if you're, you know, it's a further drive, make sure you have a crate or carrier that is large enough to where they can kind of, you know, circle around and maybe put a small litter box in there. So you can use even like a dog crate or a larger cat crate, and you can use simply like a small shirt box. Or they also sell disposable litter boxes at most grocery stores for one-time use. You just, you know, stick a little scoop of cat litter in there and just throw it in the trash when you arrive. The other thing is anxiety in your pets. If you have a pet that can be a little anxious around new people, around loud noises, talk to your veterinarian before moving day and, you know, talk about different products, you know, talk about what level of anxiety your pet has, and then they can help you get an appropriate supplement or medication to help with that. They have some great ones that are over the counter, like the composure liquids or even our CBD oils, that help to naturally just kind of calm them down, but do not sedate them. Or if your pet is a higher anxiety level, then your veterinarian can get you a prescription, you know, based on what your pet's symptoms are to help alleviate some of that anxiety. Another thing is that's super important is the new home. So once you get in there, your pets are going to want to explore. They're going to kind of be out of sorts. Just take things slow with them. And also, like for me, I am going from a house that did not have a fenced-in yard to a house with a big fenced-in yard. And we are so excited about this. But when I went in and looked at the house, the first thing I, you know, my daughter was like, oh my gosh, because we had one of the dogs with us because we had gone by after work to sign a paper. And she said, oh my gosh, let's just let her run around the yard for a minute. And I said, no, stop. I said, that yard looks totally safe. I agree. But we have not gone out there and thoroughly examined everything to make sure, one, there's no breaches in that fence. And I can tell you that some of us with some of these smaller guys, like I have my little 4-pound Yorkie Daisy, the size of a hole that she can climb through, like she can get through baby gates, doggy gates, you name it. It's luckily she's very well behaved, but there is no containment for her. I mean, she weighs 4 pounds total. So her waist size is literally a couple inches. I mean, she can squeeze her little fanny through the smallest spot. So you always want to make sure that, you know, the fence is totally secure. There's no breaches in the fence or any lower area. And as we walked around, I saw that where the gate of the fence was, because the fence that we have in the new house, it has that triangular, you know, kind of fence wire that's going out below the bottom of the fence. So therefore, to get it to open and close smoothly, there is a dip in the gate area. Well, that dip provides just enough spot to where our dogs could have slipped through. So that area had to be reinforced before we could let the dogs out in the yard. And luckily, you know, I looked in advance to make sure that wasn't the case. But you always want to check, get into the new house, check for anything, and make sure when people are moving things in and out, even if everything from that room has been moved in and you think it's safe to keep the dogs in there, please definitely, you know, if you're going to let them out in a room, you know, put up a little baby gate, you know, inside the doorway. So have like a little double door system. So if somebody opens the doors, the dogs aren't flying out, that they have like a half circular gate that goes bigger than the doorway. You know what I'm saying? Something extra, because if people moving things in and out, you'll find a random box that goes to some room. And you know what I mean? When you're busy and some people, you know, some moving companies or maybe your friends, they may not have pets. They may not realize how quickly they can get out, and they can get out in an instant. So, you know, definitely have some kind of, you know, safe little parameter set up wherever you're going to keep them. So that way, you know, nobody is getting loose and causing even more, you know, anxiety or work for you to do on a busy day already.
Wow. And another thing too, Monica, because this is when a lot of pets get lost. I mean, they may even try to find their way back to their other home because they don't know. It's all new to them. We had talked weeks ago about the importance of microchipping and having an ID on your dog and having the new address in and your new contact information in. So that's really important because you're right. This is the day they may just slip out and go, I kind of want to be about 7 streets over. Gotta go. Bye.
Absolutely. So yes, I mean, yes, that is a great, great reminder because they all have to be, you know, identifiable. So definitely your microchip and have a collar on them with their names and their addresses and where they're going.
Yeah, have their IDs made up ahead of time, their little ID tags made up ahead of time, because you just never know if there'll be a little Houdini in your house and they'll escape like Daisy. Daisy's so little and so sweet, but she may be 4.5 pounds, but she thinks she's 140 and a half pounds.
Absolutely.
She's a little dog with a big dog thought process. That this is so important. This is great information. And Monica, I wish you the best with your move. I have to tell the listeners, okay, you're moving with your daughter and you're also moving with how many pets?
So we are moving 4 dogs, 2 cats, and a hedgehog.
Oh, my heart goes with you. Having done this so many times. Oh, my word.
Yes.
So good luck. Thank you for sharing these great tips with us. Next time we talk to you, you'll be in your new home.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be back in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Susan Maria Miss Olive here to announce the release of the second book in the Doggy Diva Diaries series, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Friends, a story about Miss Olive's encounters with bullying at a dog park and how she learns a life lesson. Please check out the original award-winning book, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home, which is a story about adoption and rescue. Both books are available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And please visit thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone. Coming up, looking for a breakthrough dog chew that cleans and flosses your teeth? Stay with us.
Hey, everyone. Michelle Fern here. You know, these last couple of months with the COVID-19 pandemic have been so tough. I am so glad I had Mr. Z with me. So I decided to reward him. I got him a Kong Box subscription. Well, we just got our first box and he was right near me when I opened it, so, you know, so I could show him everything inside. Let me tell you, party time in a box for your pooch. The box comes with, first of all, you get 2 great Kong toys. Kong, you know, those super durable toys that have been around. They've been making them since 1970. They are amazingly durable, great for chewers or bored dogs, because you can put the little treats inside the Kong toy and your dog is entertained for hours. So in the Kong box, you get the 2 great toys, you get 3 delicious treats and 2 recipes or tips delivered monthly or every other month. And for all of my listeners, I have a great offer for you. Now for a limited time, go to kongbox.com/bestbets and get your first box free with your subscription and donate $1 to Best Friends Animal Society to help other dogs in need. So again, just go to chromebox.com/bestbets. Now you can cancel any time on your subscription for a really small fee, but I don't think you're going to want to cancel. The value is just amazing. So chromebox.com/bestbets. And hey, Mr. Z says, happy chewing.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Cleaning your dog's teeth has never been easier or more nutritious. Yummy Combs dog treats work like dental floss for a more complete dental cleaning with high quality proteins and other wellness ingredients in a unique shape. And pups love the taste, and it's a win-win for pet parents. I can speak as one of them. My dogs love them. And today we are so privileged to have with us the founder, Joe Rately, an award-winning leader in the pet industry who revolutionized pet dental care with another one of his creations. And he is the creator of Yummy Combs. Welcome, Joe, to the Doggy Diva Show.
Thank you, and good morning. I hope everyone's having a great day. To me, that means the sun's come up at least at 35,000 feet. My wife and I and family are healthy and safe. We can do a good deed for someone along the way. My dog is at my side, and I have ice cream to cap it off. Oh. And we're working through our company, Pets Best Life, and the product, the Yummy Combs, to bring a great life to pets, your pet and my pet.
You've done a lot of work in the pet industry, and of course, Yummy Combs is your most recent, and I could speak for my girls, absolutely love them. But can you tell the listeners who may not be familiar a little bit about yourself and some of your other accomplishments?
So my wife is Judy. We've been married 47 years of this past Tuesday, and we have been business partners. She is always the president. I'm always the CEO. But we have been business partners working side by side 24 hours a day for 25 years.
Wow.
And it's actually been a good experience. And we can say to this point, neither of us has killed the other.
Congratulations on your anniversary. That's great.
Thank you. We have two sons and six grandchildren, and that occupies a little bit of our time. And we have many other interests that we are involved in, both professionally and with our family.
For those that don't know, you were the creator of the Greenies. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I'll spend just a tad of time on it, but I really want to get to Yummy Combs. Greenies did not start as a business endeavor at all. In fact, neither my wife or I had any business experience, but we had these two Samoyed dogs. Each of our sons had a dog, and especially the older, the male, had absolutely horrid breath. And my wife kept after me that you got to do something about this dog. And I worked for USDA and Tennessee Valley Authority and the federal government for 18 years managing research. And my wife had this crazy idea that since I work in research, I could do research. And so she kind of chased me with the rolling pin for a while, and I said, well, maybe this isn't too bad idea to do something on this. And so I put some things together, and it kind of worked, and I don't know how long it was, a dozen days maybe. Judy goes, do you know how much better Ivan's breath smell? I go, no. And I walked over, and heck, we had about 70-80% cleaned up, and that was the beginning of the Greenie story, and we'll move on. And Yummy Combs now is, I really think technically is a better product, but we'll see how the market reacts to it, because it's new. It's not been on the market very long at all yet. But we have done something that I call a super treat with this. We have focused on improved safety, improved nutrition, improved oral health care, and improved wellness ingredients all packed into one product.
And I have to tell you, Joe, what you put in it has to be savory enough for my dogs. They're pretty persnickety, and they love it. I mean, as far as me, it's packaged perfectly so I could take it and I could put it in my carrier and everything. They absolutely love it. And I know that when they're eating it, it's easily digestible, and the way it comes in the different sizes. But could you just tell us about the creation of that honeycomb design? Because it kind of gets in and around their teeth. It's like a little dental floss.
Yes. I kind of, long after we had sold Greenies, I started thinking about what else could be done for dogs to improve their life. And I jotted down ideas over a couple month period and ultimately came up with these six ideas. I wanted something that would deter gulping, because that is a serious health issue if it happens. I wanted something that was very nutritious and the dogs loved. And I wanted something that really took care of their teeth better. I think teeth are really, really important to a dog's long-term health and wellness. And then I wanted to get some other wellness ingredients all packed into this piece together. So I worked on this for about 5 years now. And one day I was thinking this is going to be some kind of a chemical kind of solution. I'm not a chemist, but I know some chemists, and thought, well, we can get this worked out. And one day, just kind of out of the blue, it struck me that, you know, what would happen if we took a hexagonal kind of a shape and maybe kind of the general shape of a hockey puck, if you'll think of that, but made it in a honeycomb, six-sided shape, where we made the product that was actually bigger than the throat of the dogs, and we have five sizes, and they're all designed size-wise to be bigger than the throat opening on the dog in that weight class, so the dog absolutely cannot gulp it. So we got the gulping taken care of. Then I thought, well, how could we make this thing to work to kind of floss the dog's teeth, kind of all the way around the tooth? And I came up with putting hexagons within the outer perimeter of the hexagon, so the total area is smaller hexagons. And what happens is the dog, when he chews on it, the teeth fall into these pockets, and it scrapes all the way around the teeth, and the ridges floss between the teeth, and actually all the way around the teeth. So we basically get scraping of the teeth, the plaque and calculus, to the gum line. And the gum line is super, super important, because that's where gingivitis and periodontal disease get their start, when calculus is not removed teeth. So we basically got something that scrapes to the gum line. And then the other thing that I think is really important, and also goes to the safety issue, is that our biochemists came up with an ingredient. It's an AFCO-approved ingredient, but you have to know how to do it, and we're in the process of patenting it. We can make the product very slippery in 3 seconds with this. All it needs is to have water or saliva or gastric juices on it, and to pick it up when it's wetted with that is only, it's possible, but it's very difficult. It'll slide right out of your hand. So the theory is that if a dog were to chew a chunk off and have it lodge in the throat, if the dog coughs, it's going to just expel it right out. And if it's in the stomach as a big chunk, it will dissolve very quickly. So that also speeds up the nutritional uptake, which is good for the dogs. And because this is all very thin-walled, except for the extra large, which has about a quarter inch as its thickest point, all the other sizes, their thickest point of any part of this treat is less than 0.2 inches. So it will dissolve quickly, and the dog gets the nutrients, and we don't bake off the volatile ingredients because it's thin. You know, if you think of it this way, maybe, Susan, if you were frying a piece of sliced lunch meat on the stove, how long does that take? A couple seconds. Mm-hmm. How long does it take to cook a roast that way? Well, that may be a couple hours. Well, we're kind of the same way with this in terms of the heating and curing of this product. It takes very, very short periods of time at low temperatures, so we're not boiling off, in effect, volatile ingredients, because I don't like to pay for something that's not really in the product. And, you know, there's some volatile vitamins and things in here, because this is a complete and balanced dog treat, the first that we know of as a treat that is complete and balanced. And so we don't want to drive the vitamins and things off of it and have the cost in but the dog not getting the benefit. And so that's kind of the gist of this product, that it's something totally different than anything on the market in terms of its appearance and, more importantly, what it does.
When I use a lot of things for my dog, what I love is, again, it comes in the different sizes. So can we just go over the sizes for a minute? Because I just want people to be able to visualize, because I have three small dogs, so I have the smaller Chew. But it also has that little octagon shape, so there's no sharp edges. Some of the other ones out there have sharp edges. And also, you're right, there's not like a gulping thing. They actually chew it, go around it in their mouth like little. The way you created it was genius, because it not only cleans their teeth, but it also comes in its own sizes. It's not like a one size. It's not small, medium, large. You actually have a larger proportion of sizes, which interests me as a pet parent.
We have five sizes, and this is a very important point. The way we designed these, Dr. Jan Bellows is a past president of the Dental College of the American Vet Medical Association. He's a good friend of our executive VP of marketing and sales, Doug Penley, and they lived a couple blocks apart in Florida. And so Dr. Bellows was very kind and generous to us, and he cleans a lot of dogs' teeth. He does a lot of surgeries. He works for some of the largest entities taking care of big animals like Country Safari and places like that. And so he measured for us every time he put a dog under anesthesia for cleaning or surgery. He measured the oropharynx of the throat, which is basically the gatekeeper of the throat. It's a very stable size. It's not elastic, so you can measure it, see how big it is. So he measured a great number of dogs, and we got them classified by weights. So the five different classes, the product is made so it's larger than this oropharynx, so the dog theoretically cannot swallow it even without chewing it first. So we think that's a pretty major advance in terms of the safety of dog treatments.
I had a dog that was impacted by one of the long ones. The way that it works and it gets down into their throat, it was really a scary experience. And that's why I wanted to make sure everybody knew the shape of them, kind of like a revolutionized shape for dog treats.
Yes, I think this really is an advance in that area, and that's really what we're working for. We've had a number of companies, Judy and I have, and we always try to do two things. We are basically, which have components. We really focus on innovation and product differentiation to build a brand, and we do that through a very different culture than most companies have, and a very strong focus on execution. So that's kind of the philosophy behind it.
Well, it's a successful philosophy. I have dogs with this, some food sensitivities and allergies. How does Yummy Combs work with that? Because as far as my dogs are concerned, I haven't seen anything that would show that there was any type of an irritant or stomach irritation, like a sensitivity. Were they created with for dogs with food sensitivities and allergies also?
Well, it's an excellent question. Let me give you a tad of background on this that I think might be helpful for people to understand. There are very, very few food ingredients that there are not some dogs or some people that they don't have allergies to. For example, we have a friend who's a well-known attorney here in Kansas City. If he eats any chicken, he is in the emergency room in less than 15 minutes. Now, can dogs have allergies to chicken? Yes, they can, and that's the major ingredient. We are also working on another formula. We don't have it finished yet, but we're working on one that is going to be put together to really address that and give other ingredients in the formula. But right now, chicken is probably the one that would be of concern. If you have a dog that's allergic to chicken, do not give them Yummy Combs. If they are not allergic to chicken, you're probably in very good shape. Now, there's one other product that I would mention. We do have a milk protein, but it is basically a lactose-free milk protein. So those are the only two ingredients in there that I think have much any chance at all of dogs being having an allergy type reaction to. But you can look at, I know of dogs that are, have allergies to wheat products, to rice, to virtually everything. If you look around a little while, you'll find some dog that is allergic to most any of the major ingredients.
With Yummy Comb, whether it be if you're using it for their teeth, which is an amazing thing because it's actually like a little flossing treatment, or just if you're going to use it as a true, like a true treat, just to give them, mine love them. So, I mean, it's they take it as a treat, even though it's doing something good for them, they don't know because they love it. What makes Yummy Combs different and how does it benefit the pets?
Well, I think that the four major things we have focused on all do that in some fashion, from the safety features of not gulping and having the, what we call slick them in, that if they do get a block or a chunk lodged in the throat that it'll expel, to the nutrition. This is a 44% protein product. It is high superior quality protein that we use, and we do that very directly, and that's a very good goal because proteins really are the building blocks for muscle and organ development in an animal, and if they don't have good nutrition, they're not likely to develop very well and have a lot of illnesses and stuff. The thing about the chicken and the casein is they are two proteins that have all 20 of the amino acids necessary for a dog to function. Now, 10 of those amino acids a dog can actually synthesize in its body. The other 10, they absolutely cannot, and they must be in the diet. And so we, by using those two proteins, we assure that the dog is getting all of the amino acids that it need for their body. And then we also make it complete and balanced, so all the minerals and vitamins are available to the dog too. And so the other thing about complete and balanced that I didn't even realize this until our nutritionist was talking to us about 3 months ago. And she said, you know, if you take a complete and balanced dog treat, and then you feed a treat that is not complete and balanced, and it's any kind of significant at all portion of the total diet, you no longer have a complete and balanced diet for your dog. That's not a good outcome, yeah, from my perspective.
Absolutely. Before we go, one thing I'd like to ask you, and this is something you and your wife are very involved in, and it's such a meaningful foundation. Can you just share with our listeners about the Little Red Foundation?
Oh, thank you so much for asking that. Yes, we have been very blessed, and we started a foundation. It's called the Little Red Foundation, and we have four major focuses. One of them is particularly apropos here, is that we support considerable efforts in pet therapy. A very interesting question that happens to be local, but doesn't matter. There was a young lady here in a hospital that had cancer and was not expected to live. And one of the gentlemen that visited the hospital, he visits every day to the hospital. And the hospital asked him, would you please go to this girl and see if you can get her inspired a little? She just needs some help and some forward. And so he went in, and the young gal really didn't want anything to do with him and everything. And he asked, the man asked his dog, they just hop up on the bed with her. And so Buddy hops up there and kind of snuggles up to her a little bit. And he talks with her a little bit. And before long, she's kind of petting the dog and stuff. And so this goes on for some period of time. The girl actually survived and is now dedicating herself to doing things like this for others. To me, that is such a great story.
Oh, it's a beautiful
what
story.
Animals can do for people, even in very, very difficult circumstances.
You have a saying that you say also that sort of it's totally aligns you to what you do in the animal world and with your foundation. Can you just share with the listeners that statement that you make, that you kind of live by?
Sure, I'd be glad to. I have said many times, I've been quoted as saying, I can exist without a dog, but I cannot really live without a dog. A dog needs to be at my side, basically.
I love that. And that comes through with you, with everything, with all of your work, whether it be the creating this amazing revolutionary yummy comb, which I the listeners, we're going to get you the website in a minute. You got to go to it, and you're going to have to find out how to get it, because you're going to love them, I can guarantee you. And also the work that you do with your foundation. I mean, it speaks a lot about you, speaks a lot about your wife and what you two have done to create this beautiful world that you're in right now.
One other thing, if I may, I had a very traumatic experience at age four. I grew up on a farm, and we had a dog, of course, and that dog actually got killed in a farm accident at age four. This dog would take me by the hand, and I'd go to the mailbox every day, take letters, bring back mail, and he would just take me by the hand and lead me down to the mailbox and die. And I cried and cried and cried, and that has had a lasting impact on me. I mean, that dog and I were close as you can get, basically, and losing him suddenly like that was pretty traumatic to me. So that has put some emphasis in my mind on safety in general and trying to do good things to dogs.
Can you just let the listeners know what the websites are? Obviously, where they could go to learn more about you, to learn about your foundation, and also Yummy Combs, because this is a hit. I could see it, and I have my little test kitchen that I worked with your stuff in, and I love it. So please let the listeners know where they could go to learn more about it.
Yes, the website is Yummy Combs. It's YUMMYCOMBS.com. Then there's Facebook. Yeah, and Instagram the same way, basically. Our foundation is littleredfoundation.org, all kinds of other places.
Well, Joe, I want to thank you for being our guest today. Thank you for all the work that you do in the pet industry. You've revolutionized the way that we take care of our pets' oral care. And with your newest yummy combs, I'm telling you, everyone out there, you're going to want to get it. It's the way it works is remarkable. Plus, it's an extremely easy, digestible, safe chew. So I say your doggy's teeth are getting taken care of, and they're going to love the taste of it, and you'll have peace of mind of knowing that something totally revolutionary is in their mouth. So I want to thank you so much for being our guest. Thank you so much that you did for dogs. And I also want to thank you and your wife with your foundation. It's amazing what you do, and people could go to the website and to learn more about it. So yummycombs.com, please go there and go to littleredfoundation.org and learn more about that. I thank you so much for being on our show. It's been an honor. And I'm going to have to open up my pack of yummy combs. They're like, they're all ready to go.
I thank you very much, Susan. It's been a pleasure to visit with you and your audience. And may you and all of you and your dogs all have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Joe. We'll be back in just a moment.
Spanning the planet. Spanning the planet. You've landed at the Pet Entertainment Center of the Universe. Alert the paparazzi. This is Pet Life Radio, the ultimate animal adventure.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.